जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी प्रसादानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तेरा वन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तेरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तेरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य श्रोतर श्रीमद्भायन गृह सभा चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य श्रोतर श्रीमद्भायन गृह श्रील भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर महाराज प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासुदेव गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की जय। श्री श्री मायापुर नवदीप धाम की जय। श्री श्री पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। श्री श्री कृष्ण बलराम श्री श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर श्री श्री गौणताय की जय। भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की जय। गंगा मई की जय। यमुना मई की जय। सामवेत भक्त वृंद की जय। हरिनाम संकीर्तन यज्ञ की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम श्री श्री चैतन्य चरितामृत श्री श्रीमद भगवद्गीता की जय। श्रीला प्रभुपाद की जय। गौर प्रमानंदे हरि हरि। जय 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 श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद सिंस विल बी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्री चैतन्य चरितामृत आदिलीला चैप्टर टू लॉर्ड चैतन्य द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड वी विल सिंग अ सॉन्ग दैट ग्लोरिफाई श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु एंड कंपोज बाय श्रील वासुदेव घोष आई होप यू कैन फॉलो मी जय जय जगन्नाथ सच्चिदानंद जय 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 जगन्नाथ सच्चिदानंद त्रिभुवन कर जार चरण वंदन त्रिभुवन कर जार चरण वंदन नीला चले शंख चक्र गदा पद्म धारो नदिया नगर दंड कमंडलु करा जय जय जगन्नाथ सच्चिदानंद केह बोले पूरवे रावण बधिला ओलकेरा वैभव लीला प्रकाश करिला श्री राधार भावे बेगोरा अवता हरे कृष्ण नाम गौर करिला प्रचार जय जय जगन्नाथ सच्चिदानंद जय जय जगन्नाथ सच्चिदानंद त्रिभुवन करे जार चरण बंदा वासुदेव घोष बोले करे जोड़ हाथ वासुदेव कर वासुदेव घोष बोले करे जोड़ हाथ जय गौर श्री कृष्ण श्री जगन्नाथ जय गौर श्री कृष्ण श्री जगन्नाथ जय जय जगन्नाथ सच्चिदानंद जय जय जगन्नाथ सच्चिदानंद टेक्स्ट 10 प्रकाश विशेष तेन धरे तीन नाम ब्रह्म परमात्मा र स्वयं भगवान प्रकाश विशेष तेन धरति न नाम ब्रह्म परमात्मा र स्वयं भगवान प्रकाश विशेष तेन धरति न नाम ब्रह्म परमात्मा र स्वयं भगवान प्रकाश विशेष तेन धरति न नाम ब्रह्म परमात्मा र स्वयं भगवान प्रकाश विशेष तेन धरति न ब्रह्म परमात्मा स्वयं भगवान प्रकाश विशेष तेन धरति न नाम ब्रह्म परमात्मा र स्वयं भगवान प्रकाश विशेष तेन धरति न नाम ब्रह्म परमात्मा र स्वयं भगवान प्रकाश विशेष तेन धरति न नाम ब्रह्म परमात्मा र स्वयं भगवान प्रकाश विशेष तेन धरति न नाम ब्रह्म परमात्मा र स्वयं भगवान प्रकाश ऑफ मैनिफेस्टेशन विशेषे इन वैरायटी तेना ही धरे होल्ड्स तीना थ्री नामा नेम्स ब्रह्मा ब्रह्मन परमात्मा परमात्मा आर एंड स्वयं हिमसेल्फ भगवान द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. In terms of His various manifestations, He is known in three features called the impersonal Brahman, the localized Paramatma and the original personality of Godhead. Srila Jiva Goswami has explained the word Bhagavana in His Bhagavat Sandarbha. The personality of Godhead being full of all conceivable and inconceivable potencies is the absolute supreme whole. Impersonal Brahman is a partial manifestation of the absolute truth realized in the absence of such complete impersonal Brahman is a partial manifestation of absolute truth realized in the absence of such complete potencies. The first level of the word Bhagavan is Bha, which means sustainer and protector. The next letter, Ga, means leader, pusher and creator. Ba means dwelling. All living beings dwell in the Supreme Lord, and the Supreme Lord dwells within the heart of every living being. Combining all these concepts, the word Bhagavana carries the import of inconceivable potency in knowledge, energy, strength, opulence, power, influence, devoid of all varieties of inferiority. Without such inconceivable potencies, one cannot fully sustain or protect. Our modern civilization is sustained by scientific arrangements devised by many great scientific brains. We can just imagine, therefore, the gigantic brain whose arrangements sustain the gravity of the unlimited number of planets and satellites, and who creates the unlimited space in which they float. If one considers the intelligence needed to orbit man-made satellite, one cannot be fooled into thinking that there is not a gigantic intelligence responsible for the arrangement of various planetary systems. There is no reason to believe that all the gigantic planets float in space without the superior arrangement of the superior intelligence. The subject is clearly dealt with within the Bhagavad Gita 15.13, where the Personality of Godhead says, "I enter into each planet and by my energy they stay in orbit." Were the planets not held in the grip of the Personality of Godhead, they would all scatter like dust in the air. Modern scientists can only impractically explain this inconceivable strength of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The potency of the syllable bha, ga and va apply in terms of many different meanings. Though his different potent agents, the Lord, through his different potent agents, the Lord protects and sustains everything. But he himself personally protects and sustains only his devotees. Just as a king personally sustains and protects his own children. While entrusting the protection and sustenance of the state to various administrative agents, the Lord is the leader of his devotees, as we learn from Bhagavad Gita, which mentions that the Personality of Godhead personally instructs his loving devotees how to make certain progress on the path of devotional devotion and thus surely approach the kingdom of God. Tesam satataiktanam bhajatam priti purvakam tadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti te. The Lord is also recipient of all the adoration offered by his devotees, for whom he is the objective and goal. For his devotees, the Lord creates a favorable condition for developing a sense of transcendental love of Godhead. Sometimes he does this by taking away a devotee's material attachment by force and baffling all his material protective agents. For thus, the devotee must completely depend on Lord's protection. In this way, the Lord proves himself the leader of his devotees. The Lord is not directly attached to the creation, maintenance, and destruction of this material world, for he is eternally busy in the enjoyment of the transcendental bliss with paraphernalia composed of his internal potencies. Yet, as the initiator of the material energy as well as marginal potency, the living being, he expands himself as the Purusha avatara, who are invested with potencies similar to his. The Purusha avataras are also in the category of Bhagavat Tattva because each and every one of them is identical with the original form of the Personality of Godhead. The living entities are his infinitesimal particles and are qualitatively one with him. They are sent into this material world for material enjoyment. The example of a temporary fair is quite appropriate in this connection. If the citizens of a state assemble in a fair to enjoy for a short period, the government deputes a special officer to supervise it. Such an officer is invested with all the governmental power and therefore he is identical with the government. When the fair is over, there is no need for such an officer and he returns home. The Paramatma is compared to such an officer. The living beings are not at all. The living beings are not all in all. They are undoubtedly parts of the Supreme Lord and are qualitatively one with him. Yet, they are subject to his control. Thus, they are never equal to the Lord or one with him. Lord who associates with the living beings is the Paramatma or Supreme Living Being. No one therefore should view the tiny living beings and the Supreme Living Being to be on an equal level. The all-pervading truth that exists eternally during the creation, maintenance and annihilation of the material world in which the living beings rest and trance is called impersonal Brahman. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gaurvani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pashyata Desatarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vranda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much for joining in the morning Bhagavatam discussion. Today is the discussion from Chaitanya Charitamrita. I am very blessed in the assembly of all great Vaishnavas, and some of you are my spiritual mentor, worshipable mentors. So I'm feeling very blessed to be here and to narrate this wonderful topic that is being discussed. If you see in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in every chapter, the first verse, Krishnadas Kaviraja Goswami composes in glorification of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Every chapter, and that verse is a Sanskrit verse, like in this verse also it is there. Sri Chaitanya Prabhum Bande Bhalo Piyat Anugrahat Tarenna Namata Graha Vyaptam Siddhanta Sagaram. I offer my humble obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by whose mercy even an ignorant child can swim across the ocean of conclusive truth, which is full of crocodiles of various theories. So, every chapter, the first verse is a Sanskrit verse composed by Krishnadas Kaviraja Goswami in glorification of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and particularly this particular chapter is Lord Chaitanya, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we are in a verse where the concept of the Absolute Truth is understood by different spiritual practitioners is explained. In fact, the next verse will be Vadanti Tat Tattva Vidas Tattvam Yad Jnanam Advayam Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavan Iti Sabdyate. So that is the Sanskrit verse, and this particular verse is the same verse in Bengali. So the Absolute Truth is described by the seers of truth, is known by three names: Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan. And particularly we are not habituated, the way we came into Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada presented to us directly what is Bhagavan. We cared very little what is Brahman or what is Paramatma, not as much as we were introduced to the concept of Bhagavan. And hence we probably cannot give, we cannot really give a description of Brahman aspect of the Absolute Truth as jnanis would do, or the description of Paramatma as dhyanis would do, we will not be able to do, because we are not so much of trained in that particular school, because we are very privileged to come to a school where we directly learn the subject matter called Bhagavan. Now the Brahman realization is a process where we insulate ourselves from the material consciousness. Basically, we separate our consciousness from everything material. So when one gets situated in self, in that state, one sees oneself as an aspect of the totality of Brahman, which is pervading all across both spiritual sky and material sky. And hence there is a sense of oneness with that all-pervasive effulgence of Krishna's bodily rays. So this is where the highest destination of a jnani can reach. Whereas dhyanis who are constantly meditating on the Paramatma feature, they also insulate themselves from the material consciousness. But the dhyanis have the ability to have the information that they are even surprised. The dhyanis, although they have insulated themselves from the totality of material existence in terms of 24 elements, but still they get information. And they try to look out for the source of that information, and there they see the source as Paramatma, who can give them the information of past, present and future. And that is why when Durvasa was running after his life, because being chased by Sudarshan Chakra of Lord Vishnu, when he approached Lord Shiva for the shelter, Lord Shiva said, "I cannot give you the shelter because I also am influenced by the three modes of material nature, as much as Brahma, Narada, Asuri." He took many, many names who are Trikalagya, who can know past, present and future. So there are many within this universe who can know past, present and future by through the Vaya media of Paramatma. So that is where the Paramatma realization comes into picture. But in Paramatma realization, even dhyanis, they merge themselves. They like to merge themselves with Paramatma. So that is again, so both Brahman realization and Paramatma realization, both are impersonal, they both belong to the impersonal school. So only school, personal school, is Bhagavana. So, and as Prabhupada is giving a very elaborate definition of Bhagavan, of course we have heard Bhagavana by Parashuram, sorry, Parasara, King Parasara, who gave the Bhagavan definition. Bhaga means opulence and Ban means possessor, possessor of all opulence, whether it is power, strength, knowledge, renunciation, wealth, everything in six opulences. But here Prabhupada gives the definition of Bha, Ga and Ba. So he talks about Bha as sustainer. Va means sustainer, and Ga means leader or creator. Ba is dwelling, and Prabhupada says dwelling means we all dwell in Krishna, and Krishna is Paramatma, dwell in within ourselves, within each one of us. And hence Prabhupada defines Bhagavan using Va, Ga, Va as inconceivable potency in knowledge, power, strength, wealth, and so many other opulences. Prabhupada also says that his opulence is so much that there was no space, and there was no space before the creation. There was no space. So space has to manifest, and it has to expand. And it has to expand to accommodate thousands of planets, including Earth planet. And Prabhupada is quoting a verse from Bhagavad Gita, 15th chapter, 13th verse. Gam avishya cha bhutani dharayami aham ojasa pushnami ausadhi sarva soma bhutva rasatmakam. So gam avishya cha bhutani. Avishya means entering. Gam means the planetary system. Dharayami aham ojasa. So he enters within each planet and makes each planet to float within this space. By saying that, Krishna is actually explaining to Arjuna that nobody can exist on their own. All of them, or all of the existence, they are existing because of Krishna. So one of the purpose when we try to look at the world around us is to know the source. If we know everything but we don't know the source, then we are ignorant. And this is defined in chapter 7 of Bhagavad Gita in verse number 2, where Srila Prabhupada is saying, Jnana Vijnana. Krishna is telling to Arjuna that I will speak to you both Jnana and Vijnana. So Jnana is knowledge, and Vijnana is the source of that knowledge. Suppose we have knowledge, but we don't know the source of that knowledge, then that knowledge will certainly be misused. When we know the source, then we will know the knowledge for whom it is meant for. So all forms of knowledge are meant to understand the source. Or just like Krishna says, Vedesya Sarveir Ahamev Vedya. So the source, or Krishna, is to be known by all methods. But when we look at the creation, how do we see the creation, the process of creation? Janmadi asyataha anvayadi taratas sarthesu avigya surat. So how we see that whole process. Some people understand that whole process through Brahman, some by Paramatma, some by Bhagavan. And this whole process have been explained by Prabhupada by two analogy. One analogy is there in Bhagavatam, I think in third canto. And one analogy he gives, literally many, many purports Prabhupada gives, is how do we look at Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan realization? He says that when we see the sunlight, that is the Brahman realization, and when we reach sun sphere, the surface of the sun, then that is Paramatma realization. And when we really enter into the sun planet, see the sun god and the varieties there, that is Bhagavan realization. Then the another analogy is given about Paramatma, Bhagavan and Brahman realization is that when you look at a hill from a very distance, it is like a cloud bubble. And then particularly if you are flying over the Himachal or Uttarakhand, you will really see this. It's just like a cloud bubble. And when the plane starts landing, then you will start seeing there is actually a hill. So this cloud bubble is kind of Brahman realization. When you start seeing the hill, that's Paramatma realization. And when you land, then you see this is not only hill, there are hill resort, there are airports, there are people, there are varieties of things happening, varieties of activities are happening. Then that analogy tells us that is where we reach the end of our realization called Bhagavana. So this idea of Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavana is simply a progressive realization of the nature of the Absolute. So Absolute is a person, is understood last. But it has been reversed for us, that we are understanding the Absolute first. But Absolute as a person first, because that is how our Acharya Srila Prabhupada revealed to us, and all Vaishnava lineage, they teach us that Absolute Truth is a person, Supreme Person. And of course, if we read Bhagavad Gita, in every chapter, in every verse, Krishna says he is a person. So if we read Bhagavad Gita, the personality of Krishna is very crystal clear. It is as dazzling as the sunlight. So the why we are so confused that the Absolute Truth is impersonal? It is because of our own imaginative mind. We are so tiny. Our imaginative mind, even if we perform severe austerities, we lead a very pious and sacred life. Even thousands of crores of years of such imagination, such introspection cannot make us to appreciate the Absolute Truth as a person, because we are giving emphasis on the ability of the Self. So when we are trying to understand the Absolute Truth by our own endeavor, so that's where we can reach where we see Krishna as impersonal. That means there is no rasa. We are still, because the whole process of a jnani and dhyani is not really receiving the krupa of the absolute truth. There is nothing there that we have to seek the grace of the absolute truth. Because the whole process is our ability to separate transcendence or the divinity from matter. And hence, we only can, at best we can go to the level of the localized aspect of Bhagavana, which is Paramatma. As Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains in the purport of Brahma Samhita verse, ananda chinmaya rasa prativavitavi tavi reva nijarupa tayakalabhi goloka eva nivasati akhilatma bhuto govindam adi purusham tamaham bhajami. So in the purport, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that Krishna, the absolute truth, originally is full of rasa. He is made up of ananda rasa. And this ananda rasa are having five components: santa rasa, dasya rasa, sakya rasa, vatsalya rasa, and madhurya rasa. So that is Bhagavan. Bhagavan, before everything manifested with all diversity, was full of rasa and everything is within him. But he wanted to become many. Eko bahunam. He wanted to celebrate his opulence. And in the process of celebrating, he expanded his rasa in both ways, in swamsa form as well as bhivirnangsa form. So basically, if we look at ourselves who are part and parcel of Krishna, we are actually expansion of Krishna's different rasa. So some of us, we are naturally in santa rasa, some of us, we are naturally in vatsalya rasa, sakya rasa, dasya rasa, madhurya rasa. And in particularly here, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, because Krishna being the epitome of madhurya rasa, so his best devotees, they are expansion of his madhurya rasa, and is they are, each one of them are capable of perfecting 64 arts. Krishna is expert in 64 arts. And these highest category of devotees who are his own expansion, they can play or sport with Krishna at the same level because they are at equal. Krishna is expert in 64 arts. So also, all the best of his devotees, they are also best, not inferior to Krishna in the 64 arts. So they are so equal that they, that is Krishna and his entourage of devotees, they mutually celebrate their creativity, whether it is dance, song, fashion design, 64 arts is variegated things. In everything, just like Arjuna, Arjuna was also expert in 64 arts, and that's why he is Krishna's friend. So, even to become Krishna's friend, Madhurya Rasa is even above Sakirasa. Even to become friend of Krishna, you have to be expert in those arts. Then you can feel equal to Krishna. Because if the moment there is an inferiority sense with Krishna, you cannot be Sakya. You will be less than Sakya. So these are rasas within Krishna, and their expansions are all these wonderful devotees of Krishna, whom we hear in the pages of Bhagavatam, in the pages of Chaitanya Charitamrita. And these beautiful devotees of Krishna, in a sense, are non-different of Krishna in this matter, where they give joy to Krishna. Right? So, if Krishna is playing flute and you are also playing flute, that means you should be able to match to the performance of Krishna's performance. Then only you can, synchronizing with his leg, with his shoulder to your shoulder, with his leg to your leg, with his feet to your feet, you can really feel part of that very divine august assembly of Krishna's entourage. So this is Bhagavana. Bhagavana means, as Prabhupada says in the purport, even in the matter of creation, that is janma adi asya, creation, maintenance, and destruction, Krishna is not really interested in that. He does it through his Purusha avatara. So that is Mahavishnu, Garbhodakasa Vishnu, and Kiradakasa Vishnu. So Krishna is a Bhagavana, Sadavishwarya Purusha. He dwells in Goloka Vrindavan with best of his devotees, each of them equally capable as Krishna is. And at the same level, they engage in the celebration of their divine opulence. Whereas within this material world, we do not see such opulence of Krishna, because Krishna very rarely comes. I was 2 days back, I was in Hyderabad, and I was mixing many of the small kids, many devotees there. I asked them, whom do you like? And in 100%, not a single person said Krishna. All of them, they said Narasimhadev or at best Rama. And it is not that we are able to say that we know Krishna. But if you look at the South Indian history, it is all Vishnu culture. You know, in their blood, Vishnu is so penetrating that for them to go beyond Vishnu, idea of Vishnu is very, very tough. And all the incarnations that we hear, in that incarnation, the aspect of Vishnu is mostly visible. Like, for example, we have been hearing Bhagavatam second canto, where Brahmaji is narrating, because Narada asked the question, please explain who is the Supreme? Are you or somebody else? And what is the process of creation? So when Brahmaji explained, and then he said, Narada, that we cannot really understand Krishna until and unless we are freed from all kind of inebrieties that we have within our heart. And the worst form of inebriety that we have is that the sense of actor, the false ego. And then he says that, Narada, I'm going to now explain to you many beautiful incarnations of Lord, by which this idea of actorship, that we are the doer, can be annihilated. Because as long as this doership is within us, the false ego is within us, we cannot really appreciate Krishna as Bhagavan. So he started with Varahadev. So if you look at these pastimes, you know, like for example Varahadev, Hiranyaksha has dragged earth planet from her orbit and pushed the earth planet within the nadir of Garbhodak Ocean. So if you look at the entire planetary system, entire Brahmanda, 50% of Brahmanda is filled with water. So if you look at the depth of Garbhodak Ocean, minimum is two billion miles, the depth, because that's how. And the earth has fallen into depth of that ocean. So when Brahmaji was called, he was wondering how to do it. You know, with all his intelligence, he is not able to comprehend, is there a process? Because he probably never thought that such a thing can happen, that earth can be taken away from her orbit and pushed into the Garbhodak Ocean. So as he is contemplating, from his nose came out a thumb-like creature and became expanded and became a very beautiful, wondrous Varahadev with nice tusk. And within no time, he jumped into the Garbhodak Ocean and lifted earth planet, just like a small kid or a boy picks up a football. And this kind of action that we see, these are action related to Vishnu, because this is related to power, strength, wealth. And whereas Krishna is not in these kind of activities, he is more into amorous pastimes. And the personality that Krishna is and the personality that Vishnu is, the distinction is, with Vishnu at best you can go up to Dasyarasa, because he does such Herculean task. You can only have reverence for him. You will always feel inferiority to such a person. You can never feel equality with that person. It is unthinkable. At a Vishnu level, we can never go, because Vishnu does such Herculean task. No jiva can ever think that I can do this, I can replicate it. And hence, the rasa only goes up to Dasya. And when Lord Ram came little bit above, this Sakya rasa, but that's it. So only 5,000 years ago, when Krishna came, he exhibited these five rasas, and particularly two important rasa, that is Vatsalya and Madhurya, while he performed his amorous pastimes in this very land, Braj Vrindavan. And this was not actually known to us. You know, Krishna came, he performed his wonderful pastimes, but we didn't know this, what he did. Because in the days of Krishna, when Krishna came, even those who are personalists, they're basically worshipper of Vishnu. And very rarely people understood Krishna. Very rarely. We know entire Mahabharata, only the other side, Kaurav side, two people knew Krishna, that is Vidura and Bhishma. And both of them are in Dasya Rasa. एंड इन द्वारका वेयर कृष्णा परफॉर्म हिज पास टाइम इन उद्धवा एंड अदर्स लाइक्स ऑफ पीपल आर इन साक्षरसा एंड देर इज माधुरी रसा इन टर्म्स ऑफ कृष्णा एंड हिज वाइफ्स बट द काइंड ऑफ रसा दैट कृष्णा एग्जिबिटेड इन ब्रज लिटरली रिमेन्ड अननोन अंटिल श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु केम and opened the Pandora box of divine rasa. And he literally gave this rasa to freely to all of us. And unfortunately, in the age of Kali, where we are subhuman, our human standard is below the normal Aryan that we learn in the pages of our literature. We are really subhuman in that standard. But fortunately for us, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being so magnanimous, he revealed who is Krishna. In fact, we know when Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was born in a Sakta family, and he is exploring the idea of the absolute truth, when he heard about Krishna and the way Krishna was being presented, even he in his time, because Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu almost like 300 years gap, but even those time, the way Krishna was presented in the masses as a playboy, so he could not even accept Krishna as the absolute truth until he read Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. And then when he understood who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then he understood who is Krishna. So basically, Krishna as the absolute personality, he is the source of all Vishnus. He is the source of all manifestation. To understand that, purity is the only way. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established the standard of purity that we must follow before we can talk about Krishna as that wonderful personality, that personality who is the source of everything, but more important, he is the source of all exalted devotees of his capability, who never feel inferiority in any way to Krishna. So only when we are devoid of inferiority to Krishna in terms of rasa, then such devotees, they enjoy the highest pleasure in sporting pastimes with Krishna. And this is given to us by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And obviously this information can kindle within us that desire that we can become possibly reach that particular sphere, at least not will be in step to step in synchrony with Krishna, but we can be dust in that sphere when we can visualize these wonderful pastimes between these exalted devotees and Krishna. So thank you very much for hearing. Any question or comment if you have? Yeah.
See, my question is not at the Brahman or the Paramatma level. It's directly at the Bhagavan level. Okay. Now, you said every creativity is an expansion of Bhagavan's rasa. Right? So, in that context, for me, rock music, car racing, Hollywood movies are also an expansion of Krishna's rasas.
Everything is Krishna's rasa but perverted.
Okay, I'm still coming to my question. So for me, all of that is Krishna's rasas. And I'm coming at the Bhagavan level, okay? Now, there's a lot of slaughter happening in the world right now, okay? Despite all the efforts, people are not listening, okay? Why? Because people are interested in rock music, car racing. So why not give them that knowledge that even car racing is Krishna, even rock music is Krishna? And when you do that, at least you can stop slaughtering. You can get them to stop eating meat. Okay, they won't do kirtan, they won't do chanting, no problem. At least they'll stop eating meat, right? So why not do this?
Whichever way you can present Krishna to others, it is your intelligence, your creativity. You pray to Krishna. Everybody will derive their strength from Krishna to present Krishna to others. Every situation demands a different way to present Krishna to the audience. Right?
The point I'm trying to make is, I would want to do it, okay? But if I start now, maybe I'll take 10 years to become a global organization which can preach Krishna and...
Why you have to make a separate organization?
So the point I'm trying to make is, why doesn't this one do it? So that, I don't have to reinvent the wheel. Maybe I can go on to another planet and do some...
Sir, I'll discuss that point later after this class. Let me take some other question. Yes.
Guruji, first of all, thank you for a wonderful class. Really nice. If you can please go ahead and correct me if I'm wrong in my understanding. Up to now, I understood that Brahman in the spiritual world actually consists of jivas. Maybe an expansion of Paramatma also. So then, we use this word impersonal. And from your class today, I understood actually that, so impersonal, when we say it's impersonal, it means there is no relation, no rasa going on, therefore we call it impersonal. But actually, it's personal beings that make up Paramatma. Is that correct?
Yes, exactly. Impersonal means no rasa. No relationship. That is impersonal. We don't connect with Krishna. When you get connected with Krishna in a rasa, personal. Yes. Right understanding. Yes. There.
Thank you very much for the class. You mentioned that because Vishnu does these superhuman activities like raising the earth from the depths of the Garbhodak ocean, that people don't have that sense of equality. But even here in Vrindavan, Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill, he was killing demons every day, big demons and stuff. How did the Vrindavasis adjust that to still have that intimate love and loving exchange with Krishna?
That is a very nice and beautiful question. Thank you so much for that question. Yeah, there are two things here. This killing of demons or lifting Govardhan doesn't happen in the spiritual world. So I was giving the ontology of the spiritual ontology. So these devotees, they are Krishna's parsade, they are coming from that. They are of that substance. So they have that equality with Krishna. That is the rasa they have. So even if they see Krishna performing these kind of pastimes, instantaneously they forget. They glorify Krishna first temporarily, and then they forget. Because their love for Krishna overwhelms the knowledge that they just saw. The other aspect is that when Krishna performs all these pastimes, he doesn't perform. It is his expansion of Vishnu again performs those pastimes. Krishna, that is how our acharyas has explained. Maharaj, would you like to give some comment on this? Yes, so did I give you the answer?
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Paramatma is with the soul till the time soul goes to the spiritual world. So this is always a relationship. You just mentioned that Paramatma, impersonal teacher, there is no relationship.
No, I didn't say that Paramatma, we don't have a relationship. What I said is that those who are Paramatma Badi, that means Dhyanis. You read second canto, second chapter, verse number 35. It's very clearly written. Sukadeva Goswami is explaining to Maharaj Parikit how one attains, how one understands the source of past, present and future to be Paramatma. Right? That is what devotees should establish relations with Paramatma. Ultimately, sadhakas, they see Krishna within the heart. And within our heart, Paramatma is there. And the Paramatma reveals us the form, right? So that is what. So for devotees, Paramatma is Krishna, right? Yes. Yeah. Maharaj.
Hare Krishna. I just want to say that the Vrajavasis, they don't forget what Krishna performed. Because they will write songs, they will compose songs.
Right.
In those activities. And during the whole day, they will sing those songs. They will remember what he did. But because of the Yoga Maya covers the real identity, that whether Krishna is God or not, they don't care.
Correct. Nice. Yeah. What else?
Thank you very much. This Paramatma also has a form. You mentioned that Paramatma is also impersonal.
No, I didn't say Paramatma is impersonal. I'm saying the dhyanis who meditate on Paramatma, who actually realize Paramatma feature, they try to merge themselves with the Paramatma. So that's why I said both dhyanis and jnanis, they belong to impersonal school. That's what I said. Yeah. Right. Thank you.
Brahmavadi,
Sri Yogis. Yeah, yogis, Paramatma. Yeah. Dhyani are yogis or Paramatma?
Let me hear the question. What is the destination, Maidas? What happens to the...
Oh, what happens? This is all impersonal liberation. In both dhyanis and jnanis, they only attain impersonal liberation. And Prabhupada in many purports says, by fortune, when they meet a devotee, they become a devotee. Just like Durvasa, he was Paramatma realization, but by having the fortune of association of Ambarisha Maharaj, he became a first class devotee. So, otherwise, they remain in impersonal liberation. They don't get personal liberation. Okay, thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Bancha Kalpatarvasya Krupa Sindhu Vevacha Patitanang Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha.